Don't be afraid of bronze. Really. Unless someone who has a bronze axe is fighting you with it, then you should be afraid, because bronze is brilliant. Meet bronze. Bronze is your friend. It's user-friendly, multi-purpose, exciting, zeitgeisty, and most important of all, it's shiny. Bronze doesn't even need to be chipped. Stone is dead. Prepare for the age of bronze.
Hey!
Yes, you have a question.
Yeah, when you say bronze doesn't need to be chipped, right, my question is, doesn't it?
No! With new, modern smelting, old-fashioned, laborious chipping is a thing of the past.
Right, because I'm a chipper, you see.
Well, I won't lie to you, chippers as a breed are going to go the way of the saber-toothed tiger.
Ah!
I mean they're going to be extinct. But have you considered retraining as a smelter?
No, I haven't. You see, smelting might be fine for the lads, but I'm no smelter. And quite frankly, your bronze may be terribly clever, but stone is all my old dad ever needed to feed a family of as many hands as I have, and then more than that. So, what I say is, as a tribe, why don't we leave bronze to the smart Alex and the whiz kids and carry on using stone axes, same as we've always done?
Because if you do, the tribes with bronze axes will come and kill you.
Oh.
Will the bronze still need tying to sticks?
Oh, yes.
Cracking.
And we asked the health minister to comment on that story, but she just yawned.
But who needs her when we've got you? What do you think about this issue? Do you have any thoughts? What are those thoughts? Will you tell us them? Any thoughts at all will do. If you have them, we want to hear them.
Are you personally affected by this issue? Then email us. Or if you're not affected by this issue, can you imagine what it would be like if you were? Or if you are affected by it but don't want to talk about it, can you imagine what it would be like not being affected by it? Why not email us and tell us?
Yes, why not? What possible reason could there be for you not to email us? Certainly ignorance shouldn't be a bar. You may not know anything about the issue, but I bet you reckon something. So why not tell us what you reckon? Let us enjoy the full majesty of your uninformed ad hoc reckon by going to bbc.co.uk/radio4, clicking on what I reckon, and then simply beating on the keyboard with your fists or head.
Brow of the hill, fourth gear, 140, then left into the next corner. Then on the accelerator, hard, fifth gear, 185.
Fifth gear, 185.
Now through the dip and then brake for third gear, 110, two turns, right, then left, then on the power again.
Left, then power on again. Shall I check my seatbelt in case I've done it up wrong?
I'm sorry?
Never mind, doesn't matter.
Look, you've obviously got something to say, so why don't you just say it?
I don't like the way you're always telling me how to drive.
I'm your navigator. That's my job. What's brought all this on?
All I'm saying is that I'm a perfectly good driver.
I never said you weren't.
I've got no points on my licence. I'm an excellent parker, and I recently won the Rally of Denmark.
Look, I have every confidence in your driving ability.
Then why have you spent this entire rally holding onto the handbrake?
There are just a lot of idiots on the road.
God, your voice is annoying. Seriously, your voice makes me want to drive into a tree. Deliberately this time. You're a Spurs fan?
Well, my family are. I'm not really into football.
Spurs, eh? I'm going to let you off after what we did to you last week.
I'm sorry?
I'll forget you're a Spurs fan after what we did to you.
What you did to me? You didn't do anything to me.
We were a man down, you fluke a penalty, but we wallop you with two in extra time. That 92nd minute, mate, you had it coming.
Perhaps you've mistaken me for a professional goalkeeper or something, but I wasn't actually on the pitch, you know.
We're going to trolley you in the league.
You weren't on the pitch either. As far as I know, you were in the back bar of the Red Line with Adrian and Mike, watching the game on the television.
The way we're playing, we're going to be unstoppable this season.
For God's sake, stop!
12 points ahead with a game in hand. You don't stand a chance. We've got it in us to go all the way.
Can I ask you something? Do you remember when we were chasing the Germans and we were punched through the windscreen and went under that lorry but climbed back onto it and beat the driver up?
What?
When we were chasing the Nazis, they'd stolen the Ark of the Covenant and we were trying to get it back.
You've lost me.
In Raiders of the Lost Ark? It's a film I like, so I've decided that myself and anyone else who likes it was actually in it taking part. Do you like Raiders of the Lost Ark?
Not particularly.
Oh, you're...